Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is hope. Are you downcast and upset and frustrated and wondering what life is all about? Well, I remember the psalmist kind of the same way. Listen to what he says in Psalm 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Isn't that great? I see a couple of points in here that's really interesting that will help. He's talking to himself, and it's like he's grabbing himself by the shirt and saying, hey, what's the matter with you? How come you're not believing in God? How come you're not hoping? Why are you cast down? Why are you frustrated? Why are you upset? And then he says, I'm going to believe in God, and I'm going to hope in him, and I'm going to trust. And his whole perspective changes from the negative to the positive to the sad to the gaining and restoration of hope that he may go on. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. Because when you stop hoping, you lose faith. Remember what Paul said in Hebrews, the great scripture about faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Well, hear what he's saying, that faith is the substance of hope. So if you're not hoping, you have no substance called faith, because you got to have faith to have hope, because faith hooks itself on the hope of something happening. And that becomes the evidence of the thing that is not seen, but will come to be. So as you hold on to the scriptures and you believe in your heart, you have hope. And that hope doesn't make you ashamed. It makes you happy because you have something to live for. So today, as you think about life and you think about all the situation that you're in, whether it's good or bad or healthy or not, have some hope. Hope thou in God, because he's greater than all of the stress and all of the difficulty and all of the frustrations that you're going through. He's greater than the Taliban. He's greater than the evil in this world. He's greater than anything. And he can indeed send his mighty angels to deliver you. And you'll yet praise his name and glorify him. So have some hope. Hope thou in God today. God bless you. Have a great day.